Welcome to the I Quit Podcast with Rachel B. Foy, your host, Rachel B. Foy.
Hey guys, welcome back to the I Quit Podcast with Rachel B. Foy. I'm so excited about my guest today. You are going to leave with so much value, so much empowerment, and most of all, inspiration to action. Because we don't just do inspiration, but we want to inspire people to action, that you'll leave with some actionable steps. So enough with me talking. I'm Rachel B. Foy, your host of the I Quit Podcast. And today I have the amazing opportunity to have our guest, Dr. Radisha Brown. Hi, Dr. Radisha.
Hey, girl. Hey, I'm so glad to be on this podcast with you because I'm ready to quit some stuff.
Yes. All right. Let's get to quitting. Yes, ma'am. So, Dr. Radisha, again, so excited to have you. But my audience wants to know a bit more about you. Now, I could say that you're known as an innovative entrepreneur, an energetic and informative speaker, your radio host, an author, and a licensed therapist. What would you like for the audience to know? Who are you? Who is Dr. Radisha Brown?
Well, thank you. I want your audience to know that I'm just a regular everyday girl. I have an experience, a lot of the same issues that your listeners have experienced. I used to be a big girl, which is what my book is about. It's called Girl, Get Off the Couch, and I write about my transformation and what it took to let go of that mental weight I have been carrying around for so long, which resulted in 80 plus pounds of physical weight.
Okay.
I was a foster kid, so I grew up in foster care in the state of South Carolina, and I'm a Southern girl, born and raised in the South. Can't imagine living any place else. So if you hear a little twang in my voice, I'm from Charleston. It's called Gullah.
Yes.
I'm not from New York. It's South.
It's the South. So can you tell us a little bit about, you know, you said you had a book, Girl, Get Off the Couch. So how does your book really resonate with I Quit?
Yeah, so part of the journey in the book is my personal story. And I had to quit those negative thoughts that I had about myself. I didn't like the person I saw in the mirror. I didn't like the size I was. My back hurt. My sides hurt. Things rubbed together that shouldn't have been rubbing together.
Right.
Big girl. You know, and people might say, well, 80 pounds doesn't sound like so much. Well, it is if you're only 5 feet.
That's right.
People are always really surprised that I'm so short, but I like to say I'm fun size.
Yeah, fun size.
But that, you know, it really, really, everything really hurt. And so part of my journey to gain the 80 plus pounds was fried chicken. I ate fried chicken literally every day for months on end. And I talk about that journey in the book and why specifically fried chicken, but it was emotionally driven. And I talk about our desire as women, as professionals, to look a certain way on the outside, but what we really need to focus on is the internal work that we have to do, and which is I had to do myself, not only from my personal experience, but also as a licensed therapist. I help other women do the same thing.
Right. And so
yeah.
I want to stay right there. You said something that really resonated with me. So the 80 pounds, it did hurt physically, but can you speak to where the hurt, you were able to identify the hurt emotionally? Because I know you talk about emotional eating, so
yes.
There has to be a hurt there. So yes, you hurt physically, but what about that emotional hurt?
Yeah, which is the hardest thing to overcome, which is where all the work takes place. Mm-hmm. And for me, I talked about being in foster care, but I ended up in foster care because my mom was addicted to drugs and alcohol. She wasn't able to raise us. So my grandmother literally took us from the hospital, each one of me and my brothers and sisters, from the hospital and raised us until she suddenly passed away when I was about 9.5 years old. Mm-hmm. And in foster care, you know, if you know anything about the foster care system, it's incredibly broken, but you move from one house to the next house, and I went to so many schools in 1 year, I couldn't even remember where I was supposed to, the name of my school, because I had gone to so many schools, and we never really could get settled. So you always, for me, I always want to feel invisible. Like, I always was like, if I could just be invisible, somehow the hurt, the pain, the loss, the grief, the anger that I felt for my mom, the worthless feelings I felt for myself, because I was like, my God, nobody wants me. You know, nobody cherishes me. So how can I cherish myself? How can I look at myself in the mirror and love the person when her own mom couldn't get her healing and to raise her? So, and that's what I related to in the book, and that's what the process I tell and help other women to overcome, because it's easy to follow a diet. I can give you a diet, and that you, if you follow it to T, you absolutely will lose weight, no problem. Right. The issue with that is you don't deal with the root cause. Until you deal with that root cause, until me as a licensed therapist was able to deal with that root cause, I couldn't get rid of the weight and keep it off. I'd lose 5, gain 10.
Right.
I was vegan.
Right, right.
I was vegan for a while. Everybody was like, just go vegan, you lose the weight. I went vegan and gained weight. I was like, what in the world? How did I do that in the South? I can't have fried chicken. And I'm getting my weight. How about I'm going to go back to the fried chicken?
Right.
And listen, y'all playing right now.
That's right. So,
but it really comes down to that mental weight. I like to say I'm the mental weightologist. I help you lose the mental weight to help you get to that happy place and that happy weight. Because that's the experience I have for myself. And so that's why I was motivated to write the book, because people were like, oh my God, you look like a different person. Especially when I do Throwback Thursdays on my social media, people are like, who is that person? That is not you. And I'm like, that's the person that didn't love themselves. That's the person that felt like her skin was too dark. That's the person that felt ugly and dumb and worthless. That is the person. Yeah, that was me. And it's amazing how healing inside affects your outside.
Absolutely. I agree. I want us to hold that for such a sec. Guys, I know this is so good, but you know we have to take a quick break, and we'll be right back with Dr. Radisha Brown.
All right.
You are listening to the I Quit Podcast with Rachel B. Foy.
Welcome back. So we are here with Dr. Radisha Brown today, and she just gave us so much insight into her book, Girl, Get Off the Couch. I love that. And she gave us insight into her story about, one, how she had gained weight eating fried chicken.
Girl, love that fried chicken now, still to this day.
That fried chicken. But I love you said the mental weightologist, and then you had to be able to love yourself. So I want to shift a little bit, because I have women that listen, and I also have men. So we have a wide range of love our I Quit podcast audience. We have a wide range of listeners. So what would you say to someone, maybe if they are a teenager or a young adult, what would you say to those who find themselves overweight and they know beyond a shadow of a doubt that they're eating for a reason? They're not eating because they're hungry. So they can't really say why they're eating. How can you help them move past that? Or what should they do if they find themselves in that place?
Yes, absolutely. And what I would encourage that person, no matter what age they are, you know, because I was 30 when I started the transformation process. So it's 18, 20, 60, 50, whatever the age is. Once you acknowledge, I like to say, owning your fat. That's my signature work that I do, owning your fat. The F is for feelings, and owning those feelings. Once you're able to acknowledge that you feel this way, acknowledge that change needs to happen, Then you move to A, which is action. Now it's time for you to pick up the phone, to contact the therapist, to have somebody, a professional, to walk you through that process, because it requires a skilled person. You know, you can't get the help you need from your girlfriend or your best friend at work or your neighbor who's the in-house, you know, self-proclaimed lawyer or self-proclaimed therapist.
That's right.
You need someone that specializes in what you're dealing with. Someone like myself. There's countless therapists across this wonderful U.S. That can help lead you through that process. And so I would encourage that person. Once you get to the A part, the action part, the F, the feeling, the F in owning your fat is acknowledging your feelings. And then you got to move to A, which is action. You got to get your butt in action. That's why I call the book Girl Get Off the Couch, because as much as I was on that couch praying for God to help me change, and as I was still crying and eating my fried chicken,
yeah,
until I distinctly heard God's voice and my grandmother said, "Get your butt off the couch. You ain't gonna get it right there. You're
wow.
not gonna get it if you stay in the same place."
Yeah.
So you got to move. You got to do something different. So it's working with a skilled therapist is finding that professional to help you navigate through that process, because it's difficult. It was the hardest thing in my life to be able to say that I hated my mom, that I was angry with my mom,
right.
you know,
right.
and because we're taught to, you know, my grandmother taught us we love her regardless.
That's
you know,
right.
she's sick, she's still your mom, you always respect her. And I was like so angry with her. And then I turned that anger internally against myself.
Yeah.
So you need to have a professional to help you walk through that process. So be brave to ask for help, to get help, because we, you know, there's skilled professionals like myself that will help you work through that process. And then the T in the fat is for transformation, visualizing your transformation. You can't get somewhere until you can see it in your head, you reaching that place.
That's right.
You can't do it. So that's the part of that journey. Owning your fat will help you change your entire life, because it changes from the inside out. And that's what I teach and that's what I do. So to that 18-year-old, that 20-year-old, that 30-year-old, which was me, you know, if you read the book, you'll hear the story of what was the last straw essentially for me. And and that's what I had to do for myself. And it didn't matter that I was a therapist. It didn't matter.
Wow.
Depression doesn't have a name on it. It doesn't care what race you are.
Right.
Doesn't care if you're black and from the South or you white and from California. It doesn't care if you're 15. Doesn't care if you're 40, you're 80, whatever the age is. Mental illness doesn't care. And we need to, so part of my mission and what I do in educating and speaking to our community is to normalize mental illness, to normalize depression, because we are all affected. And that's part of the motivation for writing the book. And not that I want everybody to know all my personal business. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
put it
yeah,
on front street.
Yeah.
They be like, dang, she got a lot of problems.
Right. And here's the thing. Like, I love that you do that, because I too am an advocate for mental health. I say all the time, like, you know, if you need a therapist, if you need a counselor, whatever. So, but here's the thing. And we have, you know, we talked about, like you said, it doesn't matter the color, it doesn't matter the age, but what can we do specifically? I'm talking about our culture, African American, because I don't know if it was similar where you were, but like in my area, like we don't do the therapy thing. It's like,
oh, yeah,
pray,
absolutely.
You take it to Jesus.
You take it to Jesus.
He'll fix
you. Pray it. You
yeah.
pray. And if you still have problems, you pray harder and longer.
That's right.
And then when you finish
That's
praying
right.
longer and harder, then you go and do the altar call, and they have people lay hands on you to help you get break free of that demon.
Get me wrong, all of that, absolutely. Like, I do believe in that. However, that can't be the only, especially when you're seriously depressed. Like, I say that, I can only speak from my experience.
Mm-hmm.
I went to therapy, and it was after I had did everything else, I rationalized it in my mind.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, by saying, listen, the Lord bless these people to know what they're doing. He put them here on earth, so I'm going
yeah.
to them.
So yeah, because therapists need to eat too. That's what I like to say. We need to eat too. Come on, see us, because we hungry. hungry. Listen, in the South, and we're in the Bible Belt. I mean, born and raised in the South, and that's what we're told from a young age, is that you don't need therapy. And in fact, only white people need therapy, because only white people get depressed.
That's right.
Women, especially black women, black men, brown men, are too prone to have mental illness. And that's just a flat out lie that we've been told. And and so that's why I'm so passionate about what I do, so passionate about mental health, because the thing is, how you take care of your mind will affect every aspect of your life. It will affect whether or not you go to school to get an education. It will affect whether or not you start a business. It will affect whether or not you have a podcast, like you do, an amazing podcast. So what I'm trying to do is change the mindset of the community to, instead of looking, oh, let me run this way, got run that way, let me try this diet, let me try that diet. Stop wasting your money. Stop.
Right.
Take care of your mind, and everything else will be in alignment.
That's right. Everything else is going to fall in alignment. Oh, my goodness. I am just, this has been so fantastic. Just everything, all the nuggets of information and advice that you're giving. So I want to ask you this. What would you say would be the top three things? Because even when we talk about I quit, you know as well as I do, you can't
mm-hmm.
just quit. Like, you have to be able to replace that
mm-hmm.
with
mm-hmm.
something. So
yeah.
What would you say would be maybe the best step for people to be able to identify positive things to replace their quit with?
Yes, absolutely. So I would say the top three things that most impacted my journey, and that most impact the clients that I work with, is one, replacing those negative thoughts with positive. And it's not an overnight thing. It does take time, energy, and effort and focus. And so part of that process, I believe in affirmations. Affirmations are just positive statements, and I'm a firm believer in the I am statement. So
mm-hmm.
for me, looking at myself in beauty and feeling pretty and it was an issue for me. So whatever that negative thought is, you tell yourself the opposite. So for me, I didn't think I was beautiful. So my I am affirmation that I use every day, that I still use every day, that I have on my mirror just in case I have those thoughts of, oh, you don't look so good, is that I am beautiful. I am beautiful, and I tell myself that over and over again, because if I look at society, I look at what's on TV and see dark, they tell me people that look like me aren't beautiful. They tell me that I need bigger everything in certain places, you know, that I don't have.
Right.
You have to feed yourself positivity. So beauty was an issue for me. Feeling powerless was an issue for me. Like, I felt voiceless, powerless, especially as a child going from home to home to home in foster care. You feel powerless. Like, I have no control of what happens around me. Part of this transformation process is understanding and acknowledging your power. And so I am powerful. Simple three little words, but it really will change your framework in terms of how you operate and in your space, how you look at the world, how you see yourself in reference to the world. So one, the negative, getting rid of the negative inner critic and really focusing on that word. The second really important thing is sugar. Sugar is the devil when it comes to managing your mind and mental wellness. People look at me like I'm crazy when I say sugar, and like, what are you talking about? You're a mental health therapist. What are you talking about, sugar? Well, I have a title in the book called Sugar is the Devil. Because sugar, we know that there's a direct impact to your mind, and to especially depression, when you intake a lot of sugar. If you kind of like on the fence and sort of sad, you input a lot of sugar, you're going to be depressed, real depressed, crying, everything else by the time. And so what I encourage my clients to do, and all of your listeners, is to take notice of how much sugar you're putting inside your body. The problem is it's in everything, and then they change the name of it so you don't know it's sugar.
Right.
You know, there's 50 names for sugar. And so, but you have to be aware and to read and educate yourself in terms of what you're putting in your body, right? The third thing is you got to move. You got to move.
Yeah.
You can't sit. I couldn't sit on my couch crying and think that there's going to be some kind of transformation. Your butt got to get up. I'm not telling you go out there and be some bodybuilder. I'm not. And look, if that's what you want to say with you, that's not what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Then you want to go out there and, you know, you know, Mr. T or whatever.
Girl, get off the couch is what you're saying. Get up and do something.
Get off and do something. If you like the garden, go on, go garden. If you like to cut the grass, cut the grass. If you just like to walk up and down the stairs, just walk up and down the stairs. Call your friend, just walk up and down the stairs. So part of my program, On Your Fat, is every Wednesday, the women that I work with, we do walk and talk, and they're kind of all over the country, but we're on a line and everybody walking. Y'all get up. I don't care where you at. Even if you're in your house, you're going to march in place. Y'all butt getting up and walking.
Right. So
you have to move.
Yeah.
And there's a direct correlation between movement and the health of your brain. So those are the three probably very surprising things that I recommend for transformation. One, those are the three that I had to do, and those are the three that I recommend to do for their transformation. So you inside, so your inside is changed. And it changes your view. It really does change your entire outlook of life.
And it's not one of those just like a quick fix or,
it's
a true transformation. So I love it affirmations, making sure reducing the sugar, because sugar is the devil. You know,
yes.
You think of water boy.
Yeah, I know.
Devil. Yes,
yeah, the devil. Everything. Yeah.
And then number three, just making sure that you have movement. What, girl, get off the couch.
Yeah.
Get up off the couch and have some movement.
Mm-hmm.
That's fantastic. All right, guys, hold on. Really just hold tight. We're going to take another quick break, and we'll be back with Dr. Radisha Brown to wrap up this segment, listening to her inspiring and inspirational story. And she's already given us action steps, like so many action steps. But we'll be right back with Dr. Radisha on the I Quit Podcast.
You are listening to the I Quit Podcast with Rachel B. Ford.
All right, guys, welcome back to the I Quit Podcast. So I want to wrap up this segment. I know you want to hear more, so I'm going to make sure before this segment's over that Dr. Radisha gives us all of her information. Actually, right now, just go ahead and tell us now, Dr. Radisha, if someone wanted to get your book or if they wanted to reach out and contact you, how do they do that?
All right, you can find me on Facebook and Instagram at just Dr. Radisha Brown, DrRadisha, kind of like radish with an A on it, Brown. And head on over to my website, Girl Get Off the Couch. I have a freebie. It's called Life Plate. We go through, you're going to go through the process of identifying what kind of eater you are and make some changes so that you can start your transformation. It took me about 8 months to produce this free product, and every time I'm like, I can't believe I'm giving this away for free, but I really, really wanted, because I only work with a handful of women every cycle, so I wanted to have something for all the other people that are like, Radisha, I want to work with you. And this is a starting point for you. It's an action plan for you. It starts to help you identify where you are so that you can visualize where you need to be, because change cannot happen until you acknowledge that it needs to happen.
Amen.
You know?
Amen. Yes, that's right.
So yeah, come on over to Girl Get Off the Couch and log, sign up on my email list. Every week I give you tips and freebies and all kind of stuff. Every week I'm hustling. Getting it to you.
It's
every
girlgetoffthecouch.com.
Girlgetoffthecouch.com.
Excellent. All right. She's giving away a lot of great stuff, guys. A lot of great stuff. Excuse me. So make sure you head over to girlgetoffthecouch.com. And then she gave you all of her handles, Dr. Radisha Brown, like she said, like a radish with an A at the end. She's on Facebook, Instagram, and LinkedIn. So make sure you go and hit her up. I know you've enjoyed what you've heard here. So tell us a little bit, like, what would be your final or your parting thought? We talked some about I Quit. So first let me start there. Like, what drew you to I Quit and to the podcast?
I love the work that you're doing. I love that you're encouraging. Two little words, I quit. But it can really change your life, because I had to quit fried chicken. I had to break up with fried chicken when you get the book, you'll see I had to break up with my husband. I had to quit a whole lot for this transformation.
Yeah, wait. Disclaimer. Hey, like everybody, a lot of people know I quit my job. And so they were like, are you telling? I said, do not lie on me. I'm not telling you to quit your job.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not telling you to quit
your job. Yes. Look, I ain't trying to tell you to quit your husband. But if your husband like was like my husband toxic, then you might need to quit him.
Yes.
I'm just saying,
all white.
Husband, all white.
That's being transparent.
Look, that's what it is. You'll learn that and much more in the book.
Yeah.
But it's an individual journey. That's the great thing about it. You know, God made us to be individual. There's only one redemption, praise God, because I don't think the world can handle more.
Yeah.
But He made us individual. He made us unique, our own uniqueness. So my journey is my own journey. Your journey is your own journey. And you're just making the best and living the best life possible. So there are things that you need to quit. Maybe your job, maybe fried chicken, maybe the negative thoughts, and maybe some friends. You might need to quit some friends that are negative. You might need to quit some family for a while that's negative. That's inhibiting your ability to be your best self, to get to that next level, to level up in your life, to really own your fat. But you have to decide that on your own. You as an individual have to decide where you need to go and what and who you need to quit for your transformation.
That's right. Absolutely. So what would be your last parting? We're going to have to have you. I could go on and on and on. You have been phenomenal. And I know my audience will agree with me here that we're going to have you back. But in the meantime, what would be your like parting thought or just your lasting inspire to action for the listeners?
You're worth the effort. Like, change isn't easy, but you're worth it. You're so worth it. Part of the issue with your mindset that you're experiencing right now is, oh, I've tried this. I've tried to be vegan. I've tried to change my diet. I tried this. Is what's keeping you from getting to that next level, for overcoming whatever obstacles you're facing, because we all got obstacles we're facing.
Right.
It's not your motivation to change. You want to change. That's not it. And whoever tell you not motivated, tell them to have 2 feet. The problem
is, sit
both butt cheeks down.
Yeah.
But the problem is, you don't believe you're worth the effort. You don't believe you're worth the effort. So my brothers, my sisters, wherever you at in your journey, you are certainly most wonderfully are worth every effort required to change. And if you want true transformation, if you want true owning your fat, it's going to take a lot of hard work. It's going to take resources. It's going to help. It's going to challenge you to change some things that you might be real comfortable with. Like, I was real comfortable with fried chicken every day, right?
Yeah,
but it was worth the effort. And I stand here today in true happiness, in the best place of my life that I've ever been. And I'm telling you, looking back, it was worth the effort. It was worth crying uncontrollably in my therapist's appointment the first time.
Mm-hmm.
And it was worth the physical withdrawals I felt from sugar, because I was a sweet tea junkie. And if you're in the South, you know sweet tea is tea with a lot of sugar and a little bit of tea. And I drank 32 ounces every day.
Wow.
So every day. And so, because I needed something with my fried chicken now. Come on now.
Yeah, you
did. I did.
Oh,
okay. You know, water wasn't an option at that point.
No.
But you have to. You're worth the effort. That's my last parting.
Yeah.
Statements, and you know, you give a therapist a place to talk. I can't shut up.
Yes,
but like, look, you better tell me, girl, because I'll be talking on. But you are worth the effort. You are so worth the effort that's required for change. And you can do it. Listen, I ate fried chicken every day in sweet tea. And then when you read the book, you'll see all the other stuff I was into. But you can do it. You absolutely can do it. I believe in you. If you don't believe in yourself, that's what we do as therapists. We're going to cheer you on when you like, I don't know. I'm going to be like, yeah, you can. Come on. I'm ready now. You come on.
That's right. Oh, my gosh. That parting, you're worth the effort. Like, that within itself is such a mouthful. The energy, the work, the tears, everything you have to put into it.
Mm-hmm.
I love that statement. You're worth the effort. Well, just like you said, you have more to say, and we're going to have to bring you back. But we got to wrap up this
time. All right.
We got to wrap up.
you better quit me. You said I quit. Stop talking to me.
I quit this interview. Like, we did a great job. Yes, guys. I have so thoroughly enjoyed having you, Dr. Radisha Brown. Guys, don't forget, she has her book out, Girls Get Off the Couch. Go to girlgetoffthecouch.com. There's a lot of freebies there that she has, as well as she told us the different social links, social media links that she has as well. So be sure to go check her out, show her some love. And Dr. Radisha, we thank you so much.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Come show me some love. Come talk to the little Dr. Chocolate. And then we can go from there.
Yes, ma'am. All right, guys. Well, until next time. I hope you have enjoyed the interview with Dr. Radisha Brown. Make sure you go check her out. And as always, make sure you map it. You go out and make a positive impact today. So this is Rachel B. Ford with the I Quit Podcast, and I'll see you next time.
For more information on Rachel B. Foy, please visit www.rachelbfoy.com.